The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Friday. Already, ladies and gentlemen, the 16th day of October 2020. How many shopping days left till election here? 18? Something like that? You know Ronald Reagan, in his first go around, you know how many states he carried? Out of the 50, Mike? 49. And that's when California wasn't as red as it is right now, and Red Ronnie fit right in with the low-level commies. You know, when you say that, you piss a lot of conservatives off because they've been drilled into their head that Ronald Reagan was the greatest conservative of all. Yeah, guy was an actor. Okay? He acted the part. At any rate, if it is Friday and we want to put a cap on this week's goings-on, I can think of no other guy to have on the air than Roger Landry. Roger, are you there?
No.
No? Okay. Hey.
I appreciate that. I do. And you always have a great opening.
Well, you see, I told you when I called you 20 minutes ago that, you know, I wasn't even going to ask you to be on the program today. And then I thought, you know what? You were telling me how busy you were. And I thought, you know, but here's therapy. You have been working for so many long years and hours a day that you've admitted that I'm kind of like your therapy, that I allow you the time to vent. And so think of me as your family therapist. I'll send you the bill. I'll send you the bill later. I just play a family therapist on radio. I'm not really a therapist.
Good, because I had one as a child. And when your intellect is higher than what your therapist even considers when you walk through the door, when I left after my first visit, I could hear him and my mother talking in the hall. And she said, "So what do you think?" And he said, "Mrs. Landry, I have a whole new respect for you now."
Do you know, my mother used to work for the Erie County Guidance Center, and Dr. Paley was the head shrink guy. And I used to go over there. You know, I was respectful. I didn't get in there and act like a rambunctious child the way I really was. But one day, I heard one of the doctors talking to another doctor about riding in elevators, and he was absolutely terrified about it. Now, I was a kid, and I usually spoke what was on my mind, and I didn't have that filter yet as to what's appropriate to say in front of what company. So a little bit later, the good Dr. Paley is talking to my mother, and I said, "You're afraid of elevators and you're a psychiatrist?" I said, "Isn't that kind of nuts?" I was never invited back.
Well, you know, you made a good point. It's Friday, and let's cap some things off, but not everything has to be something that sounds like the end of the world. There are things we can actually state. There are things we can actually talk about, things that are happening in the news right now that ought to put a smile on at least some people's faces. And when I qualify that, you'll understand. I want to talk real quick.
Whoop, where'd he go? Right here. Oh, wait a minute. I lost you there.
Hello?
You? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4?
Hello?
Yeah. Say more than one word, Roger.
I'm hearing someone else talking.
Why would that be, Mikey? He just...
And it sounds like David.
It sounds like David talking. Yeah, it sounds like David. So why are we cross-feeding with David?
It's gone.
It's gone now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got the board all screwed up because he's trying to hook some other equipment up. Ah, he's found the problem. Okay. Okay, let's okay. Proceed.
What I was about to say is there are some things that can put a smile on your face. Of course, that depends on your mindset. But let me give you a for instance, okay? Now I'm hearing David again.
Yeah, okay, well, cut David off. Mike. Okay, he's now talking to David, and I don't know why we're talking to David right now. Why are you talking to David right now? Can we get on with this talking over here?
I wasn't talking to David.
No, I'm talking to Mikey.
Okay.
Live radio is so much fun, isn't it?
Yeah. Let's talk about Judge Barrett, okay? Let's use the cap line. Judge Barrett floats like a butterfly and stings like a bee. First off, she was told, as was the rest of America, that there are sufficient votes to get her approved. End of story. All right, she was flat out told that. And the second thing is, I told you, we did a show together, and I said, you know what, I haven't had a chance to take a look. That was the first day of the hearings. I have since picked little pieces here and there, and I am in such a frame of mind that this woman literally, this is not what I believe or what I perceive, literally made these people who were there to make her uncomfortable and look stupid, she made them look stupid. The questions they threw at her, there were times she gave them a look of, are you really that stupid, and then set them straight. She didn't cry. She didn't break down. She didn't crawl away from her chair. Part of the time she was smiling. The rest of the time she was looking at them like, can you really be this stupid? This woman, as far as I'm concerned, I've never met her before. She's a rather attractive woman for her age, and for any age, actually. The point is, she proved unequivocally what Trump and other people see in her. She has a freaking brain. And she made these people who were intentionally there to grind her into the mud look stupid. And I enjoyed every freaking bit of it, other than the embarrassing parts where they asked questions that had absolutely no place in a SCOTUS freaking hearing.
And it was amazing. I watched part of those hearings. I couldn't watch them all. But she was very cool and calm under fire. They tried to politicize this. They tried to do a Kavanaugh on him, and she wasn't having any of that. And one of these idiots, you know, what is the maximum in attorney law? When you're in a court setting or debriefing or whatever, you never ask a question you don't already know the answer ahead of time.
That's fact.
Yeah. So what did they do? She's sitting there, and then one of these clowns, and I forget who it was, asked, you know, are you referring to your notes? And she held up this blank pad.
Blank.
Totally blank. Everything this woman was saying was coming right off the top of her head, not in an earpiece, not in crib notes, and not in a pad.
Nope. And actually what he asked her, he said, isn't that pad in front of you what you use to keep your notes on? And she said, yes. He said, do you mind? Can you show us your notes? She held it up, and that grin on her face at that point to me was worth $1 billion.
Do you think she'll be better than Sandra O'Connor?
Anybody who rises up to the level of, you know, a Supreme Court justice, anybody who reaches that level has proven unequivocally that they are a bit above the rest. I'm not saying a better human being. What I'm saying is smarter, a better wit, more able to connect the dots, better educated, the whole nine yards. Do I think she's going to be better? No. I think this woman's going to be totally different. I absolutely believe that the court is going to move not only in a conservative direction, because it'll be a 6-3 court at that point, but I believe that she's going to bring, and I hate like hell to say this, but I do mean it, I believe she's going to bring a little bit of class back to SCOTUS.
You mean the stuffy old Ginsburg that we were looking at for a number of years, wondering which day of the week and what month she was going to fall over, finally did?
Yeah, but she was also one of those people who played the politics as good as anybody else. I really do. And how many times would she say, you know, I'm really not supposed to be in between anybody as far as the political aspects, but she was the person who always followed that statement with the word, but.
But.
Always. Yep. I was not a big fan. I did not dislike her. She actually made some damn good decisions. She did. They all have. But anybody who doesn't understand that the court has to know unequivocally, stop and think about this, how corrupt the deep state and the shadow government is, how corrupt the CIA and the FBI are. These are two agencies of the U.S. government that just teamed up in an effort to get rid of a duly elected president. That's called sedition. And in some circles, depending on exactly what's been done, it may even be called treason. These are American establishments. Do you think that the SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States, which is one of the three equal, okay, branches of this government, doesn't know what's actually going on in this government? They do. So if anybody believes that we have one virgin member of the triad, and when I say virgin, I mean not corrupted, not liars, not, no. Because if you fail to say or do something via silence, you're just as guilty as
yes.
those who are perpetrating it, especially if it's your job to ensure they do.
Especially when we have a government that's so good at covering its own backside.
So I think she's going to bring a little class and maybe even some conscience, just like the last one he put in there. I think between the two of them, there's going to be a rebirth of conscience in SCOTUS.
Well, now that's a mouthful there. By the way, switching gears a little bit, and you know, I did not know this. You've heard the term, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Yeah.
Do you know who that was attributed to? And I did not know this.
No.
Ronnie Reagan.
That I have no problems. But, oh, wait a minute. I do remember a couple of his stumping speeches where that was pretty much a lead-off. He'd get people to start chuckling, and then he'd roll into why it's pretty much true. Yes,
I'm still waiting for Trump to use that line on Creepy Joe that's 78 and doesn't know what state he's in, except the state of confusion.
Well, I am, you know, we're looking at a situation where in the first debate, Wallace, it was readily available to the entire planet that he was there to protect Joe and do anything he could to make Trump look stupid. Okay. In the second debate, who was supposed to moderate? And if we continue forward, what we are seeing is, and how many shows have I done with you where we've hit the point over and over again that this is half of the U.S. government, pretty much, that is willing to openly do whatever it takes to destroy the other half or make sure that it no longer retains its power.
Well,
this is what we're looking at.
Well,
it's not a joke.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I... people have asked me, Roger, you know, well, you know, it looks like Trump may get reelected. No, I think I was just watching a few minutes of his Fort Myers, Florida thing. And, you know, sunny Florida down there, people charged up. They started chanting. I mean, the crowds themselves,
Yes. They're
not being prompted by Donald Trump. They got around to Joe Biden and they start chanting, lock him up, lock him up. And in this debate that you're talking about, this town hall, which, folks, when you have town hall meetings, ask the Democrats about this when they're out there pushing for Obamacare. And even the Democrats, when the Democrats would show up to try to sell it in a town hall meeting, people were absolutely going ape crap on these creatures. Well, this is funny because the reasons why Trump was voted in 2016, he's going to get re-voted in 2020. I don't know if it's going to be 49 out of the 50 states, but I don't think they're, we got to wait 2 years to count all the ballots before we can, yeah. I think it's going to be a lot worse. I have seen 376 for Donald Trump, the electoral vote, something like that. Yeah.
I think it's easily going to exceed 320. But, again, I brought up a for instance, which got you chuckling real good, because I think you had seen the story the same time I had, the same day anyway, where we have Joe Biden having a car parade of between 15 and 21 cars, depending who you ask, and there were more Trump people lining the streets and, you know, hollering than there actually were Joe Biden people.
But with the local and the statewide political pundits for Communist USA, they keep telling us that, Joe Biden's ahead by 10, 15 points. Some areas it might be even more. And then we'd get selected pictures that would show people lining up, and they were obvious. And you can tell, folks, I don't want to get into the details of it, but you can, you know, if you're in Walmart and you're seeing a woman with, you know, stuff hiked up halfway around her earlobes, well, you can pretty much bet you're in Walmart. But point being, they keep saying, and I'm watching and I'm tracking, there's been, let me see if I can get this right. This time in 2016, there were already 1.4 million votes cast. Now it's over 40-some million that have already been cast. And I'm starting to see the real pictures from the real polls out there. And I'm telling you what, it is nothing. It is exactly reversed of what they're telling you.
Not only that, but again, you know, we start off by saying something really sad about, you know, Sleepy Joe, that he goes to put on a car parade, and he's got between 15 and 21 cars. And Trump, who didn't ask anybody to put anything on.
No, he didn't.
Okay.
This is not coordinated. This is spontaneous. Say the word.
Cars.
Say the word. Spontaneous.
30,000 plus cars. Not 15. 30,000. Now, you can tell me over and over again how far ahead he is in states like Ohio. We're talking states he's got to win, Pennsylvania, Michigan.
Yeah.
Yet, when Trump goes to do a rally, he's got anywhere from 15 to 50,000 people. When Sleepy Joe goes to do a rally, he's got a dozen people in six-foot circles in lawn chairs.
Roger, they can't even fall back on Fauci's fairy tales here about the COVID-19.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you look at these crowds, these are the people that know what's going on in their life. They know what they want. They know what they don't want. And they don't want to wear a mask. They don't want to be, I'm from the government and I'm here to help, you know, duck. Now, these people are for freedom and liberty. And can I please go back to work? Ah, you sack a doo-doo. At any rate, let's take the break. Roger Landry's with us today. And if you'd like to call us, you can. We have a non-toll-free number that I'll give you after the break with a tiny bit of an explanation as to why we're doing this. We'll be right back.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me, and what has come to be, been talking to my neighbor, and he agrees with me, it's all gone crazy,
it's all gone crazy. We are back talking with Roger Landry on this Friday, folks, on the National Intel Report. And, Roger, first, let me explain what's going on here. In preparation, wink, wink, nod, nod. In preparation, because it looks like fairly soon, wink, wink, nod, nod, the floodgates are going to open up. And we had escalating phone costs because more and more people are listening to the network, but not anything like wink, wink, nod, nod. They will be in the near future. Right, Roger? Did we lose him? Is he muted? He's muted. He muted himself?
I was laughing so hysterically, I didn't want to embarrass you. I did mute myself.
Okay. I was talking about the phone issue. We have an 800 number. And for those out there that you're compromised, please continue using the 800 number, 800-313-9443. But we're living in a cloud, and supposedly we have unlimited minutes. So we're asking, the phone company gave us three choices. We're going to triple your bill, double your bill, or you can hit the highway bill. And so we worked out something here, and we're going to try this. And hopefully, if it's successful, we can still maintain the 800 number, which I really want to do. 800s, by the way, you can't get anymore. It's an 866 or an 877 or whatever. But the 800-313-9443 will remain as the call-in number for the network. But we have a local number that it will hit our system, and it'll roll over just like the 800 calls do at 512. Please bookmark this, folks, and put it in your phone or your device that you call into the network with, 512-246-9549. And if you do that, we will be able to keep the cost down, because I've got a funny, wink, wink, nod, nod, feeling that our phone traffic is going to increase, dare I dare use the term, dramatically, Roger?
About as dramatically as you've been overstating this at this point, because there's nothing to back it up. But yes, soon, wink, wink, nod, nod, there will be. Now, I've got to say something real quick here. Before we get off of this segment today, there is something I think that absolutely needs to be brought up. And we're talking about the Russian hoax, and we're talking about absolute proof of treasonous actions. And we're talking about sedition so absolutely, positively fact that it's insane. And we're talking about social media that's hiding it, literally hiding it, literally shutting down who, the press secretary from the White House and who else? I mean, this is over the edge.
It is over the top, is it not?
You're talking about social media deciding to censor the government because another faction within the government they feel deserves their support. Now, these people don't get sued because they are basically a utility, which means they cannot be on one side or the other. If they are, they lose that right, and they can be sued for people using pictures that are copyright protected, anything else, anything people say, so on and so forth. When you see what I just described, the fact is they have forfeit any claim they have to being a utility. They have forfeit that. And they should be sitting in front of a judiciary committee right now deciding on whether or not they're going to be nationalized. I'm not joking. They have committed sedition because they're hiding blatant treason.
Is this along the lines of vote rigging or things of that nature?
No, this is along the lines of the Russian hoax.
That's the other vote rigging thing. You know, it was Donald Trump that did this with Vladimir Putin to steal the election from Hillary Clinton, that she was the one that planned out this whole thing to begin with.
And if you stop to consider, prior to the 2016 election, the Democrats had pulled out all stops and were literally accusing Trump or anybody who's ever worked for him or even known him of doing the most horrific things on the planet in order to sway the vote in Hillary's direction. Oh, wait a minute. Am I talking about the 2020 election? I'm a little confused right now. They pretty much cover the same area, don't they? And you know what's happening? The same thing. It's going to blow up in their faces.
Well,
on last episode, almost done, my friend, I said to you, we are watching the implosion of the Democratic Party as we know it.
Yippee-ki-yay. Well, George, it was mused about, if I can use that term, in the town hall meeting with Joe Biden on ABC, where George Stephanopoulos asked Joe Biden about the Burisma issue. Well, we got our answer. I already knew ahead of time. Yeah, nothing going on here. Nothing to see.
It is
worldwide, and everybody's talking about it except, well, George Stephanopoulos. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are back. Well, CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield warned that sharing Thanksgiving dinner indoors with a group of loved ones was very, very dangerous. And I know that this is your favorite guy, Dr. Anthony Fauci. He's joining the chorus in an interview with Noah O'Donnell on CBS News. The media darling said the following about the holiday. This is unfortunately a risk. When you have people coming from out of town, gathering together in an indoor setting, it is unfortunate because that's such a sacred part of American tradition, the family gathering around Thanksgiving. But that is a risk, given the fluid and dynamic nature. It almost sounds like they're talking about Chevrolet's two-speed hydrodynamic useless transmission of the 50s. Given the fluid and dynamic nature of what's going on right now in the spread and the uptick of infections, I think people should be very careful and prudent about social gatherings, particularly when members of the family might be at risk because of their age or their underlying condition. And I love this one. You may have to bite the bullet and sacrifice that social gathering. I know Fauci is one of your favorite people. What would you tell Fauci about biting anything? What would you tell Fauci to bite?
Okay, look, I will not demean your show by saying, I'm an ex-Navy. you know, I'm serious, and I can swear with the best of them, and I can tell you exactly how I feel in a very profane fashion. Let me start this all off by saying I haven't met a bigger whore in my life, and I spent 30 years traveling around this planet, and I've seen a lot of whores. Nobody beats this guy. This guy has no morals. If he has any intellect whatsoever, it's already been bought and paid for. And it is obvious to us, after what is a reasonable delay, that everything he says is bullcrap. All you have to do is wait long enough, and the proof comes out that what he said is bullcrap. And now you've got the WHO, right, who, as we discussed, is trying to save their butt by saying lockdowns don't work, you shouldn't be doing lockdowns anymore. But at the same time, in America, we're going to approach that slightly different, just like everybody else in the world. America does it slightly different. We're not going to tell you, okay, you need to lock down. What we are going to tell you is that if you go over to your grandmother's house or your mother's house or your brother's house or your sister's house for Thanksgiving, you might end up with COVID-19 and die.
It's impossible to express the level of disdain that we have for this guy. And this has actually been trademarked. You're going to love this one. The Mendacious Midget has been all over television speaking out of both sides of his mouth for months. As an example, early in the pandemic, Fauci said public masking would do absolutely no good. In fact, he said that proper use could cause infection. Now, if you don't wear one between bites while eating at an outdoor restaurant, you're trying to kill grandma.
Yeah. It's, again, what you need is fear. Fear is the most effective control mechanism ever used by mankind to control man's mind. This is an absolute fact. Fear does absolute miracles. It does. You locked 95% of the globe into their houses fearing for their lives because of a killer virus that was let loose upon the planet. And again, and you've heard me say this, and so has your audience, a couple of weeks later when we were all whimpering, they said, okay, you can come out, but you need to wear your leash, which is, of course, spelled M-A-S-K. And this is the mechanism we're using, and Fauci has been on, and almost, actually twice, Trump actually called him out and basically said, you know, that may be what he said, this is what I think. One of those times was with hydroxychloroquine. If you stop to consider that Trump has probably been beat to submission because of that, all right, this guy is a one-man wrecking ball. When they decide, and there's already somebody over in Europe that's trying to put together a council for a Nuremberg trial. These are lawyers in Germany. Another Nuremberg trial to put on trial the Faucis of the world who are actually responsible for destroying and in some cases forfeiting the lives of people across this planet. He will be one of the first people that goes in front of the microphone to testify for himself.
Can't wait for Tedros, the non-doctor guy plays doctor at the World Health Organization. Yeah, that guy. Let's go to the phones here. Dave in Michigan. Hello, Dave.
Hello. No scratchy sound. Am I on?
You're on.
Okay. Hey, John, Roger, I love you guys, and I do appreciate all your knowledge. And, you know, I'm legally blind here, so I don't get to do my own research so much. But I have heard that Amy running for this Supreme Court seat is for masks and vaccines. What do you guys know about that?
Roger, you're in love with her. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm not in love with her. I simply said that she had what most people don't have in her position. Yeah. She's got a sack. Anyway, as far as whether people are in favor of vaccines or not, I can't really lay blame on somebody because they've grown up their entire life believing in what doctors say, believing in medicine, believing in... This is a woman who has dedicated so much of her life. Remember, she graduated from an extremely prestigious college, number one in her class. Is she stupid? No. Does she really understand? Obviously not. Do I take one tick away from her because she has children and she's not aware of what vaccines can actually do? Yes, I do. But she's still a hell of a lot better human being than. Now, as far as the masks go, that's another point gone. And there is no excuse. But I cannot condemn her as a decent SCOTUS pick because she won't wear a mask and she doesn't have time to study vaccines. Caller, are you right? Yes. These are concerning points.
Okay, but
and
let me...
No,
okay, Dave. Dave, do you think that this woman has the ability to gather the facts, use her intellect, use her own judgment to find out what is and what isn't? Do you think that this Fauci madness is going to last? They're rioting worldwide. Well, not really rioting. They're just showing up with the governments. Respective governments think it's a riot, and they're trying to prohibit it because a lot of people are finding out about this. I've got more faith that she's more of an intellect than that, Dave. And I think presented with the facts, and you know, you can't be a slug on your research if you're going to be a Supreme Court justice. So I'm just going to say this, Dave. Given the circumstances right now, she believes in the science and the guys in the white coats, just like a lot of people in this country have. And they've been deceived. This has been a stage play that's been played out worldwide, and they made it pretty convincing. But given the established facts, when she takes a look at it, I think I'm going to go in favor of, I don't think she's going to go with a mask thing. Which is really something, again, that why are they asking a possible Supreme Court justice for this? Because she's not a virologist. She's not a bacteriologist. She's not any kind of ologist. So, Dave, did that satisfy your question?
Well, it did. The fact that you guys agree and you know that that's the way she's leaning. And I'm just a little worried here, 61 years old. And I figured this stuff out quite a while ago, and I'm no Supreme Court justice caliber.
Well, and I'm not the sharpest tool in the drawer. And Dave, have I ever made any mistakes? Knowing what I know and studying stuff for 30 years, yeah, I've gotten some stuff wrong. But when I am wrong, I will admit when I'm wrong.
And I appreciate that. That's why I listen to you. But, it is a little concerning because now up in that seat, she's got a lot of power. And, if she hasn't researched it by now with five kids of her own and two adopted and one of them is a special needs child.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to tell you how this is going to play out. This is going to play out the same thing that Trump did. Rather than running Dr. Fauci and Birx as the end-all, be-all officialdom in the white coats coming out of Washington, D.C., what did Trump do? He threw it back to the states. He said, this is not an issue for the federal government to set up guidelines and start making demands. Okay?
One more thing, okay? This is all about choice, your freedom to choose, especially medical procedures. So if she is, as I suspect she is, a decent jurist, it's not going to matter whether she believes in vaccines or not. What matters is they violate your rights by forcing you to take a vaccine, knowing that vaccines can cause damage. This, I believe, is what she will.
I am going
That's
to get into.
Answer.
Yeah, Dave, I'm going to get into that very issue in the next hour. I thank you.
Let me say one more thing, John.
Yeah.
You guys remember the movie Soylent Green? The opening scene, everybody's wearing a mask, and that movie takes place in the year 2021. Thank you.
a little unknown factoid. Thank you for that, Dave. Soylent Green is people. Dr. Kelly, hey, how you doing?
Oh, so good. Thank you. Ditto. I love you guys. I'm totally new to Roger Landry. Where have you been my whole life? And I wanted to share two quick snippets. Local boots on the ground. Recall Gavin 2020. Recall Gavin 2020 to recall Gavin Nuisance from California as the governor. And then they're doing Sisolak next door. And, you know, it's time to get the sackless out of Sacramento.
I love the look. First off, I have been with the Liberty Beacon Project, and if you want to find out something about that, you go to thelibertybeacon.com. And we have a bunch of websites. You'll find actually a link to them at the top of our main website, the Liberty Beacon. But this isn't about that. This is about you being exactly right. First off, a recall for Newsom. Let me explain something to you. Tyrants, they'll be the last to admit they're tyrants, but every single governor that has been taken in front of the courts in their states to date, okay, they have been ruled against as in overstepping their authority. What I have seen in California is absolutely insane. And the fact that the conservatives and the independents are starting to say, we've had it with this. I've lived there twice. I lived in Merced and I lived in San Diego. And I got to tell you something, if I lived there right now, I'd be in jail.
Yeah, because they're cuckoo for commie puffs. Cuckoo for commie puffs. I'm so sick of that. Hi, my name's Bryn Kennedy, and I'm running for Congress. It's like, no, honey, you're going to be the one in the cauldron instead of the one cooking us in the cauldron.
Roger, do you see what a blessing the most informed radio audience, and I'm not overstating this. We're going to unleash the best educated radio audience on the world. Isn't that kind of exciting, Roger?
Well, it always is, especially when you're talking to people who actually have answers or who actually have intelligent questions.
Mm.
Oh, my God. That's the second reason I love coming on here so much.
Anything else, Kelly?
Thank you so much for your work and your dedication, and God bless this project and this nation, and thank you again.
All right. You know, it's all there. We the people, we are the government. There was a certain amount of, I guess you could call it malaise, Roger, that set in with the American people because, well, they kept voting for their Democrats and Republicans year after year. Nothing really changed. The same buzzwords were recirculated every cycle. The same old fears from the same old people. Oh, they're going to do away with your retirement or this, that. Well, it's all going to disappear because we've been swapping spit with the devil in the pale moonlight, and that's known as the world banking system and their crime partners inside the United States, the 12 chapters of the Federal Reserve. At any rate, having said all that, it's going to be a different scenario. They have tried to take over the internet, as you've just seen demonstrated, politically, deplatforming people because of the biggest news story that's hit this planet probably since, I don't know, the Watergate Hotel and Richie Nixon? Yeah.
Oh, there's a bigger one, and neither one of us has mentioned it.
Which is?
And I hope a much bigger. And the thing of it is, most people are saying we've known about this forever, but yes, we have. We've known about it forever, but nobody stepped up to say we've got actual proof. We've got recordings. We have actual proof. And this is the big scam that's going on right now about Iran, about $152 billion, and about the assassination of SEAL Team 6 by Biden, Clinton, and Obama. And supposedly, and that's another article that's up on the Liberty Beacon, supposedly the whistleblower who is interviewed right there in a video states that they have actual sound files of this being ordered to happen. They have actual documents, the whole nine yards. This, okay, we haven't seen them except that one of the other women who also does a video starts her video off with, I just saw the evidence and heard the sound files. Now, unless this is the biggest scam on the planet, and these people want to go to jail real fast, this could be the biggest story that breaks. You want to talk about an October surprise? If there is proof, literal proof, which is what is being stated, that Obama, Clinton, and Biden were responsible for the screw the $152 billion. You can tap dance around that all you want. This also covers shit in stuff in Benghazi, but the SEAL Team 6 stuff, that's incontrovertible. This is treason, open and hard. And this is Biden, Obama, and Clinton.
By the way, I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you Billy Bob can't say that word.
I know. I apologized after I said it.
Look, I have slipped as well. I just want to remind the listening audience that we're self-correcting. We work on the high wire without a net. We have no delay. So whatever is said, it doesn't get bleeped out. But I think you can understand, folks, we're on the precipice here of either this country making it or going dark forever. And I hope you can understand the passion that's behind that. But at any rate,
Well, I just gave you a mouthful, and I'm telling you that none of that, this is at the, two of the videos are sitting right there in an article on the Liberty
Media. Well, now, I sent you over that the video of the...
That's one of them.
About the guy that was complaining because he wrote a book about this and nobody paid any attention to him.
Absolutely.
Now, what is your take on that one? Because it seems to me... It seems to me that this guy is an old spooker and kooker.
Yep.
And so he's got a little bit of stuff, and he can, well, he can write a story, he can print the book and put it out there, probably minus, I did not read the book, to be fair, but minus the important facts that tie in the Clintons. You've already seen the story denying that Barack Obama or Joe Biden knew anything about this whatsoever.
Not true.
Not true. I mean, we all saw the video, and what did they say? Oh, they were radicalized by a video that they saw.
According to the information that has been passed along, all right, is that Clinton, when she was with the State Department, took over a branch of the facilities that literally purchased and sold weapons. And once she had done this and chased everybody else off, Stinger missiles were bought and were given to the teams, obviously not Americans, that used the Stinger missiles to take SEAL Team 6 out. This is not little stuff. This really isn't. If one-tenth of this proves to be true, and I would say it's probably going to be a lot more than this because this guy's not alone. And again, like I said, there's several people who have stated, and their reputation's on the line, they have seen the evidence and heard the audio files.
I'll tell you, Roger, how hot this is. Fox News will not touch it, nor One American News Network is not touching this because it is so humongous. And they're standing there acting like five-year-old children that have to go to the bathroom that is holding themselves. They don't know what to do. They're standing there dancing. Well, we know what to do. This issue, this guy that wrote this book complained of the fact that, well, I talked about Benghazi 2 years ago.
And he's right.
Well, yeah, he was right, but not added the salient facts. Roger.
No. And again, you hit the nail right on the head. This guy is, and I think you and I actually alluded to this in a conversation earlier. As far as I'm concerned, this guy is stepping up because he has a book. And if he gets that book under enough eyeballs, that's a windfall for him. Is he right that he was talking about this several years ago? Yes. Is it right that you and I were talking about it several years ago? Yes.
Yeah.
Is it right that we were saying probably the same things he was and that we were doing our research and we knew what we were talking about, but we had no absolute proof? He was talking about it 2 years ago. But what he didn't come out to say in front of the entire country is, I have documents, and I have the actual audio files proving.
Oh, he alluded to the fact that he had seen some documents that maybe he was beyond his pay grade of having seen. Yeah. But yeah, this is sour grapes. And also, it's like the intelligence agencies, well, that's old news. You know, we talked about this way back when, as a way to sidetrack and try to make people believe that, oh, yeah, we knew about it, but there really wasn't that much to it. No, right. This ties in the dirty Clinton. This ties in Barack Obama, ties in Joe Biden. It ties in a lot, and including the Clinton Foundation. Roger, I wanted to get your take on this because I've said this several times, but I never got your take on it. Presidential libraries are important for presidents. Yep. And that marks that, you know, I was a president, I got my own presidential library.
Yep.
Okay, but foundations as well. These are like the golden ring, the carousel. You know, that's your ring. You grab that and you've made it. 2 days after Hillary Clinton lost the election, she shut down the Clinton Foundation. What do you want to, and I'm speculating here, but it is more than plausible. It's kind of like Occam's razor here. That a lot of those billions of dollars, you know, those pallets full of fresh bills that hit Iran over there and the payola happened, that a lot of this was funneled through the Clinton Foundation itself.
As far as the Clinton Foundation goes, the reason it was shut down 2 days after the election is the same reason why she damn near had a stroke when she didn't win. And she literally blew up at everybody around her. If you're stopping to consider, she was in a full-fledged panic mode. Had she gotten elected, none of that would have mattered. The Clinton stuff wouldn't have, foundation stuff wouldn't have mattered. Her server wouldn't have mattered. All of that would have gone away. Yeah, the Clinton Foundation is dirty. It's corrupt. Look at what happened in Haiti. That's all you need to do. Look at the thousands of people that literally didn't have to die in Haiti. And at the same time, look at the children that were stopped from being, I don't know, sold abroad by a woman who has deep ties to the Clinton Foundation. And guess why she was in Haiti?
By the way, you don't think the people of Puerto Rico noticed that? That's why they're all supporting Trump.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, people, you know, here's the wake-up call. This is something that's never been done to humankind before in our history. And that you have such a carefully crafted and delivered message from the globalists and the communists that they're trying to get us to a place, and they've used various mechanisms, but it's so well coordinated, and it looks and it has the smell and the feel of officialdom, and people have a hard time breaking through that official lie.
Yeah.
Roger,
very well.
I appreciate you coming on, my friend.
The
clock's ticking, and I'm getting anxious.
Me too. Talk to you soon this weekend. Okay.
Sounds good.
Alrighty.
Thank you, Roger. We'll take top of the hour break here, folks. I haven't had an opportunity to look forward to something in a very long time, and I'm getting rather anxious. That is, if you left your Skype on, Roger, and you just heard me say that, I'll stop there. God, I'm getting tired of teasing. Top of the hour break, hour two of the National Intel Report, coming up right after this. Did that sound professional and commercial?
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.